American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Election day is tomorrow. Fox reports Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign said it could take several days to determine the final result of the presidential election. And Elon Musk's $1 million daily giveaway to voters can continue. A Pennsylvania judge ruled today. A Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas judge rejected arguments from Larry Krasner, Philadelphia's district attorney, who argued that the move by the Tesla CEO was an illegal lottery aimed at influencing the results of the presidential election and a violation of state law. And the Washington, D.C. National Guard has been authorized to assist local authorities starting on Election Day and continuing through November 13th, according to Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder. According to The Hill and other outlets, Andrew Bailey, Missouri Republican Attorney General, asked a judge to block the Justice Department from dispatching lawyers to St. Louis to monitor adherence to federal voting rights laws on Election Day. Missouri's Attorney General and the Secretary of State claimed in the lawsuit at the 11th hour the DOJ is seeking to displace state election authorities by sending monitors to polling locations across the city. Floridians will decide tomorrow whether to amend their constitution to legalize recreational marijuana and to make abortion a right. Talking about this on Jenna Ellis in the Morning on AFR Talk, Governor Ron DeSantis said it's an easy no vote.
First, just when you approach a constitutional amendment, just keep in mind this is permanent. You can't legislate changes to a constitutional amendment. So your default should be with these amendments, no.
A new poll finds 80% of Americans agree to at least some degree with the idea that words can be violence. Here's AFN's Chris Woodward.
The poll was done by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, or FIRE, as part of its latest edition of the Quarterly National Speech Index. Chief Research Advisor Sean Stevens.
Clearly, like something like a true threat to someone is violence, but that's not really what we mean by this. This is kind of a phrase that you hear a lot on college campuses, that your words are violent. You know, it's kind of a gradation in terms of the responses, and you mentioned that it's like 80% at least say slightly, but about 45% say mostly or completely that this describes their thoughts. So that's close to half. So I would say that's concerning.
Democrats and women were most likely to agree that words are violence. Republicans and men were least likely to agree.
We also found that generationally, younger Americans, 18 to 24, and even 25 to 34 are a little bit more prone to agree to this. And then also Americans over 65.
I'm Chris Woodward.
A retired Navy officer and military analyst is praising the daring raid by Israeli commandos that captured a suspected terrorist leader. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
Israel's equivalent of the elite U.S. Navy SEAL snatched a senior Hezbollah operative over the weekend. Commandos with Israel Defense Forces Shayatat 13 Force stormed a beach in northern Lebanon and raided a Hezbollah facility in Batroun. They captured Imad Amhaz and raced off with him in a speedboat. Amhaz, who was turned over to Israeli interrogators for questioning, is believed to be a significant source of knowledge on Hezbollah's Navy force. Retired Navy Commander Kirk Lippold commanded the USS Cole when it was attacked by terrorists in 2000.
What I think it shows is that Israel feels that they will do what they feel is necessary in order to safeguard their country. And when they're willing to go into a dictator's country that is supporting terrorists like Hezbollah and grab the top naval commander in hopes of getting intelligence so that they can thwart future threats to Israel, I think it's an outstanding job by them.
Lippold says we used to have a program in the U.S. called the Rendition Program.
Used to be that we could go around the world with special operations forces or with other government agency personnel, and we would literally grab terrorists off the street, and we gave it up because some didn't feel it was right. But guess what? When you're dealing with terrorists, you use the methods that best keep your country safe, period.
A programming note, AFN will have election night coverage beginning at 6 p.m. Central tomorrow night, and we'll have news updates throughout the night. I'm Robert Thornton.